Donald Trump, "We will defeat radical Democrat policy of late-term abortion." By Nick Gilbertson on June 24, 2023. Former President Donald Trump is set to tell attendees of the Faith and Freedom Coalition's Road to a Majority policy conference that he aims to end late-term abortion if elected president. Trump's remarks at the event in Washington, D.C., come on the one-year anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, making abortion an issue for the states. The 45th president will tout his appointments to the court that led to the historic ruling, according to prepared remarks released by his team. "I withstood vicious attacks to confirm three great Supreme Court justices, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett. I just hope they will remain strong in the face of the harassment and intimidation that comes their way by radical left lunatics." Exactly 1 year ago today, those justices were the pivotal votes in the Supreme Court's landmark decision ending the constitutional atrocity known as Roe v. Wade. Conservatives had been trying for 50 years. "I got it done and nobody ever thought it was a possibility." Trump will add he takes pride in being the most pro-life president in American history, pointing to the policies his administration implemented and its accomplishments on the pro-life front during his first term. "I reinstated and expanded the Mexico City policy, stopped taxpayer funding for abortion providers, and at the United Nations, I made clear that global bureaucrats have no business attacking the sovereignty of nations that protect innocent life. And I was the first sitting president ever to attend the March for Life rally right here in Washington, D.C." Later in his speech, he will call the federal government's role in protecting the unborn vital and pledge to continue fighting for the movement like no president ever has before. He will also share his commitment to ending late-term abortion. "We will defeat the radical Democrat policy of extreme late-term abortion, and we will bring everybody together to protect our precious unborn babies in a very big way. We now have the negotiating power because of our great Supreme Court victory," the remarks state. "Every child, born and unborn, is a sacred gift from God," he will add.